This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We got into this a little bit yesterday. I don't even know what to think. Oh, okay, I do know what I think, but it's ridiculous. This situation where Dave Portnoy is not going to be in Ohio Stadium for Ohio State, Texas. And of course, so much of this offseason, the buzz about the crew and how they set up their game day operations was going to be that they've added Dave Portnoy and Barstool content, not just to the Fox Sports 1 lineup, but to the pregame show as well. And so there was a report initially that Ohio State had banned him from Ohio Stadium. And then Ohio State came out and said, "Ah, no, we didn't ban him. It's a Fox decision." And then, well, that's about where we left it yesterday. And then Dave Portnoy of Barstool came out and reacted not just to that, but to Bobby Carpenter's comments about Dave Portnoy in a lengthy social media rant.
Story breaks. Bobby Carpenter, the old linebacker from Ohio State, he has a podcast that nobody listens to, and they basically say they have it on authority, 100% certainty, that people within the administration of Ohio State have banned me in Barstool Sports. So I already knew this for a week and a half. We canceled our production. We had to pay a fee, late fee, all the stuff for not coming to Ohio State, Columbus. But Bobby Carpenter, he gets the ball rolling. It becomes a story. I still hadn't said much, but then Ross Bjorka, the AD of Ohio State, comes out. He's like, "That's a lie. We would never ban Dave." And then Ohio State people are eating it up, because obviously when the story broke, everyone's like, "Oh my God, Ohio State is so f-ing soft. Michigan broke them. If you can't beat them, ban them. It's a broken team, a broken school. Oh, national championship this, national championship that. One man this face," and they start crying. They're broken.
I will say, if they actually did this, they are. Like Michigan is broken, Ohio State. If this is true.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe. I tend to think that
they're
not.
I think it's true.
Yeah, well, they're not going to come out and say that it's not.
I mean, because if not, why wouldn't, I mean, they'd let Barstool and Barstool Sports be on campus that day.
I would say that sounds very logical.
Yeah.
Now, what's the bigger insult? Nobody listens to your podcast.
Or completely botching your name as Ross Bjorka?
I think Ross Bjorka is way more insulting.
He knows the name. That's the best part of all this, is that it's not like he doesn't know. He knows the name. He did that 100% intentionally. The podcast shot would ring more to me, though.
But the Bobby one just isn't true. I mean, Bobby is on the Fan in Columbus,
which is very highly rated.
Very highly rated, and he does have a very prominent podcast.
Maybe he's just looking at it to pardon my take numbers, though, because it doesn't do pardon my take numbers.
But then the Ross Bjorka one, to me, is that's the chef's kiss.
Well, he knows who he has to take a shot at in this.
Like, that's pretty darn good.
And he knows. I think he understands that Ross is the one that is playing fast and loose with the truth here, and so that's what he's going after.
Now, Bobby Carpenter has since come back out
good. I like this.
On his own podcast with a response to Portnoy's statement.
I think Portnoy's just a guy. Right? He's a very wealthy and successful businessman. I have respect for him with that. I don't hate the man. I don't agree with some of it. I can take some of it. I'll leave some of it. He's a Michigan troll. It's what he is. Good for him. I don't even think he went to Michigan. So if I'm not mistaken, so I was like, all right, man, like, you can be you. You be you. You don't need to be at our stadium. And Fox hired, like, I put as much of this on Fox as on anything. You know, Urban, they've done a good job with Big Noon, but you want to put Ohio State at Big Noon all the time, and then you're going to put this Yahoo out there, like, guy doesn't know anything about football. So it's fine. Like I said, he's wildly successful. I'll give him his flowers for that. He has a strong following, and good for him. But I mean, Fox brought him on there, and I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, if it's response to Pat McAfee, like, that doesn't make any sense to me, but go right ahead.
All right. One, you said it. He did go to Michigan. And so that's, but again,
he famously got accepted to the nursing program to then transfer into the real program he wanted to go to.
I think this is similar to the Ross Bjorka thing.
It's a big brain move.
You know the truth. You're just getting under his skin. I don't love when football players act like the only people that know football are football players.
Yeah.
Just because I think that, so like specific to like Mina Kimes. I bet you that Mina Kimes knows as much football and if not a hell of a lot more football than a fair amount of guys in the NFL, because mm-hmm. a lot of guys in the NFL, they don't know football widespread. They know their position group. They know their job. They might even know their side of the ball. But in terms of like football theory or the scouting element, like there's so much to know in football that you can be an expert in one area of it. You can know as much about coverage and how wide receivers work as a defensive back, as a cornerback, as anybody in the game. And if I ask you, okay, show me some technique on an offensive lineman, you're not going to know your head from your ass.
Yeah, but it's also really not what many people want in these pregame shows either.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real part of this, is like, if you only know X's and O's and that's the route that you're going down, congratulations. There's a lane for that, and there's a niche community of people that enjoy that, but most people don't really want that breakdown that extreme.
Now, what I do like about this is I do think that this thing is a giant stress test on Barstool and Fox's working relationship. Because, and by the way, not just Barstool and Fox, but Fox and Big Ten. Because, like, to me, I look at this and I go, this is exactly why you got Dave Portnoy.
Well, so I said, yeah,
this is a national story that is a huge story that's a part of the Ohio State Texas that only adds juice to this game.
But so is the problem, though, that they didn't hire like an Ohio State guy to balance it out? Like, no one's got an issue.
They've got Urban Meyer.
Well, okay, great. So then it should be balanced out, right?
Like, I would agree.
Nobody's got an issue when Desmond Howard, for instance, is on game day for 20 years as a Michigan man. Why? Because it's balanced out with Herb Street being the Ohio State guy. Like, is that the miss? Is Fox Sports not acknowledging Urban Meyer being the Ohio State guy in this back and forth?
No, like I think Ohio State's not acknowledging the fact that
maybe that's what I meant. Maybe yeah. Is that Ohio State just not acknowledging what they should be acknowledging? Like, you got your own guy. Like, the fight should end up being Portnoy talking about how great Michigan is and what a fraud Ohio State is, and then Urban should be the guy that claps back. I think the problem is that I think a lot of people are suspecting it's going to go like Shane Gillis at Notre Dame, where he calls Nick Saban Alabama Jones, mm-hmm. where he just ends up mocking Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer doesn't have the spar for that.
So,
like, Urban's great, but Urban's not going to get in the mud with Dave Portnoy.
I think if you're Fox, I think this is a great time to check in. How much do we really want to be in bed with Dave Portnoy? Because in fairness,
they blew out their morning show in order to do it.
I mean,
they're committed to doing it.
Oh, this is actually not, like, I know people have feelings about Barstool. I think they're really good at what they do. And I think the way that they've grabbed hold of part of the zeitgeist of sports mm-hmm. makes this fun.
They get eyeballs.
The more,
like, you can say a lot about them, but they get eyeballs.
And in some ways, they've changed the media landscape, all right? And you can argue whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's not for me. Like, anybody that has that kind of footprint or that kind of able to kind of echo that much in sports media, sports talk, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. I appreciate on some level. But, like, to me, I thought Portnoy was a genius move, because love him or hate him, you will have some sort of reaction. And the whole problem with Fox's pregame broadcast is there's none of that. Like the Urban will never say anything controversial, nor like, he's a football coach. None of the guys there. Mark Ingram's not going to say it. Matt Leinart's not going to say it. I forget who hosts the damn thing. He's not going to say it. Like, the whole point of this is, hey, Fox got Pat McAfee. This is not a Pat McAfee clone, but this is somebody that can have the same kind of movement in terms of interest in what we do. And then you don't let him on kickoff of the first game, like the most important broadcast, Ohio State versus Texas. Why? Because Ohio State didn't like it?
Why are we,
the whole thing lacks balls.
Why are we treating this like when they put Dennis Miller in the booth? Like, it's not during the game. It's a pregame show. The pregame show is supposed to be all about entertainment. It is make us a bicycle clown.
And not just tear-jerking pieces from Tom Rinaldi that's the only thing you do. Variety. You could go for variety here. You go entertainment and...
Bus filled with 18 nuns collapses in the highway. And that's the story, Tom? Like, that's what I need on my Saturday?
And again, that there's a place for that, but you need to balance it out with entertainment. Like, I don't know. Listen, if Fox is already regretting their partnership with Dave Portnoy, they clearly didn't think about this.
I don't think they are regretting it, by the way. I would bet this has gotten them so much attention. I think a lot of people want to tune in to see what Portnoy will actually do on Saturday and what his role is going to be. I'd be surprised if this is, because they had to have seen some of this coming, but like, this is the attention they wanted in many ways.
All right. Now, they could pull the Houdini, which would be brilliant. If they pull the Houdini and he's actually in Columbus, in Ohio Stadium on Saturday, it'll be a great move.
He just comes on out, and then maybe like they show Ross Bjork, and he just has like a... Now we're getting into WWE territory, though. But, they show him, and then he's just like, what's going on? What's happening? Dave Portnoy can't be here! Get him out!
By God! That's Barstool's music! I don't think that's going to happen, by the way, but it would be brilliant. So.
It'd be funny. We wouldn't take anything seriously until the end of time but it'd be really funny.
I think what they might regret is whatever wrath they're going to incur from Ohio State on this, because Ohio State is... Remember how Texas and OU used to just run roughshod on the Big 12 to the point where everybody else in the Big 12 was just annoyed by their existence, even though it was a necessary existence? Ohio State is like 1A. Like, no offense to Michigan, you're a powerhouse. No offense to Penn State. Ohio State, when it comes to swinging the you-know-what, is king bleep on this kind of stuff. And I think that's where they might regret it. And my pushback would be, this is what you signed up for. Don't be a coward week one. Like, when he slips and says something on air that might get your rights taken away, well, okay, then it's going to be time to be like, we didn't know he'd say that. But this...
And that's coming. You know that's coming.
Like, if this makes you sweat at Fox, I don't know you have the stomach for sports. Maybe the Olympics is your scene. Maybe a couple more cartoon shows.
Yeah, but that's the point, though. Like, I don't think this is on Fox. I think this has been on Ohio State. I think this is the whole situation is on Ohio State.
I hope you're right, by the way, even though, again, it's not great for Ohio State.
No, I think Fox is getting what they want out of this. I mean, the whole point of why you hire Portnoy is so that people aren't paying attention to Lee Corso on Saturday and Pat McAfee on Saturday in the retirement ceremony. Like, that's the whole point. And right now, they're accomplishing that.
All right. So it's like 11 o'clock. And Lee's making a really... He's struggling with it. He's like...
It's predicted.
You know, it's going to be... I don't mean it like that, you jerk.
It's predicted.
But it's like a really special moment. Herbie's doing this great tribute to him.
After Herbie helps him up the steps.
You get a tweet that Dave Portnoy's actually in Ohio Stadium. And you get your wish here. Because nobody's sticking around to see that tribute. They'll be like, I'll watch the video. I got to go see this.
Yeah,
right?
I'll see the 30-second clip on Twitter that they put out. Let's go see what Portnoy has to say.
Let's see if
he punches Urban Meyer and they get in a boxing match.
Oh, Urban does. By the way, nobody wins in that scenario. I don't think... I'm guessing Portnoy's not a pugilist.
He's not going to punch Urban Meyer.
But I would watch it. I would, but my takeaway would be neither of these guys can fight.
It'd be Tyson versus Jake Paul. You would just be like, oh no, he's just beating up on this old man now.
Should Fox already be regretting their partnership with Dave Portnoy and the biggest story in sports and music? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I just went to say, because Vanessa, apparently the food Vanessa made tonight is done. Like, they've already eaten it. Mm-hmm. So Dad's on his own. And now usually this is music to my ears. I have nariest the bleeps of ideas of what I want. And so I went to ChatGPT and said, what should I get tonight? And it literally went through every type of food I could get.
Yeah.
With no actually like, get yourself this specific pizza brand. Do yourself, you know, savor the flavor.
Well, did you tell it like where you are from, or did you just think it would know that?
I let it off with a generic question, and they gave me a generic answer and said, would you like to drill down?
You got to be as specific as you can.
Well, but the problem is, when I said, all right, I drive home on 77 in Cleveland, it still was like, hey, there's a lot of great options for Mexican food or from poke bowls. That was really close to something else I didn't mean to say. And the reality is, this is just not ChatGPT's. It's not regionally specific enough.
There's a lot that ChatGPT does well. I think there's a lot that it stinks at. If you ask it any sports question, it's always wrong. Mm-hmm. It's really, really bad.
It's minus like quarterback. Jason McIntyre.
Minus quarterback comps. It's got that down.
No, it's just that he gets
paid. Don't worry. McIntyre doesn't listen to Cleveland sports radio anyway because he only listens to New York and Los Angeles, as he reminds everyone how big city he is, as if there's only three cities in the whole entire country.
He gets paid a lot of money to deliver opinions that nobody believes that he believes, and he's kind of like a soulless take bot that is really terrible. That's what people might think of him if they've ever listened to him or read his work on The Big Lead, which I don't believe exists anymore. He's great, you know, for what he is.
Okay. You
said that it always gets it wrong, and I was like,
it does.
Jason McIntyre.
It does. ChatGPT tends to get...
He's never said a right opinion in his entire history.
If you ask it for, who had the most sacks in 2014, it'll just end up with a bunch of weird answers. It's really bad in that area. Mm. Good in a lot of other areas. Really come to dependent on it in a lot of other areas. Not that area, though.
All right. Now, I still have no idea what I'm going to get for dinner.
I think the burrito on the way home sounds the most promising. I was steering you towards pizza because I think you can never lose with pizza. But you got to free roll the dice here, and you got to take advantage of it.
It's really dicey. I just don't.
This is a life free spin.
I don't even know.
You know? It's nice.
I'm definitely... The bad thing is I should just go have a ham sandwich at home. We all know that's not happening.
That's boring.
Yeah, that's just...
You've gotten your steps in today.
Yeah.
I feel like you've earned
13,000 steps. I basically have to eat
pizza,
right?
You've gotten your steps in today. I think you've earned a nice meal.
Mm. The problem with the kind of pizza that I want is because it's going to have a spicy crust, that means that the only way that pizza's being eaten is if I eat every bit of pizza, which means that's not a good idea. Have a couple pieces of pizza, it's good. Having all the pizza, that's not good. And we're learning. We're learning.
Mm.
Now, yesterday we got the big news. I was really looking forward to Ed Kelsey on the midday show today.
he bailed today, huh?
And bailed. Apparently the...
After he was too busy going on Australian radio shows in the past 24 hours, I guess he couldn't make time for us.
I mean, I was hurt. No, I was really looking forward to that, but... And I was like, well, what are we going to talk about with Traylor and their engagement today? And then we got word of some bets that you can make online pertaining to the wedding. Now, Jake, can you just, is there a bet on whether the wedding will actually happen or not? Because I think that's the best bet we could make.
Ooh.
No bet on if it's going to happen or not.
Oh, I hate that.
Imagine betting against love. I mean, it's worse than betting the under.
No, you're betting against celebrity love. And celebrity relationships, which the house always wins on that one. I'm the house.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
House. I don't know. That's what I was trying to say.
Seems
there.
Seems like a really hard bet.
Yeah. I feel like if you bet against celebrity relationships, even if they still get married, in the end, you're going to be proven right, right?
Well, I mean, again, if they let you bet on it every single year, like, are they going to get divorced this year? Then eventually, at some point, I think you'll be proven right. But it seems cold.
Mm. My pizza guy, Michael, sending me, go for the pizza. You, sir, are biased. You, sir, are biased in the matter.
Well, when you refer to him as my pizza guy, Michael, yeah. I think he's got a say in what you do tonight.
With love and appreciation.
Do you have a burrito guy?
No.
Like my burrito guy, Stan, says go for the burrito. No. You just get all your food guys that like text
you. I
mean,
I got spots for those, but do I have a guy that can just be like, hey, man, tell me the truth about this pizza? And he's just like, I'm on it. Or, hey, man, I'm going to Master's Pizza. What am I getting? He's going to give me the whole rundown.
Well, you're getting the Chicago thin crust because that's the best that they do.
It's the Chicago tavern style. That's the best they do. Thank you very much.
You're right. I called it thin crust. I should have called it tavern style, but it is thin. So take that for whatever
that's worth. I thought you were Chicago in here, but never mind.
That's what we call it in Chicago. That's why I refer to it as that.
Ah,
just a little Chicago on Chicago crime here.
Mm, got to pay extra for that.
But I do love that. I do love that pizza.
Now, this being said, yeah, I really am bummed you can't vote on whether the wedding's actually going to happen or not.
No, like we they don't want you betting against love. That's the problem here.
Yeah, Vegas cares if you bet against love. Vegas really pro-love.
I also think, I mean, what would
pro
have
marriage,
to happen?
Vegas. That's why you bet the house.
Yes, well, it is the city of all sorts of Elvis weddings.
I thought you were going to go a different kind of love there. Good call. Good call for the
there's a city that we know of that supports getting married consistently. It would be Las
and
Vegas.
And legalized other things.
They've legalized it. You can do a drive-through wedding in Las Vegas. You don't even have to get out of the car and they'll marry you in Vegas.
All right. So then I'm really bummed by this that you can't bet on whether the wedding's actually going to happen or not, because I would bet against it.
I mean, I'll
it.
Give you odds. If you want odds, if you want to do a burger bet on that, I'll definitely bet you on whether or not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce actually get married.
Hasn't she been engaged before?
No.
No, she just married the London guy for like, you're not married. She was with the London guy for like 6 years.
Mm.
It was like a really long time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to engage you.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
You turn into Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Stroke the furry wall.
So what can we actually bet on here, Jake?
Yeah. So the first one is actually when the wedding will take place. Mm. If it's going to be on or before July 4th, 2026, or after July 4th, 2026.
So now that kind of feels in a roundabout way as if you could bet on yes or no of it happening.
It's just the timetable of when it happens, because I think a lot of people are assuming that it's going to happen right after the football season, so they're giving July 4th as just a summer date on when this could happen.
All right, so here's why I struggle with
That's
this.
A quick turnaround.
Isn't she going to be on tour next year?
No.
Nothing
right?
announced, yeah.
She's got a new album coming out, though. That's how this works, no?
You would think, but...
Yeah, no, but she just did the Eras tour that took her for... It was so long, and it was such a long tour.
That was
tour.
The end of this last year. I mean, by the time you get to next year, it'll be a full year in between tours, right?
Yeah, but she took a lot of time off in between the Eras tour and then her previous tour that was out. So I would imagine she also takes a 2-year break.
I will say,
she's been known to
this,
take like extended breaks.
Because again, this is going to be Travis's, very likely, his last season. I would say if you bet before 4th of July, I think you're safe.
It's just such a quick turnaround. I mean, they're not doing a lot of the heavy lifting here, though, so we got to put that in the equation.
And
they're just hiring people to do all their work, I would imagine.
Also, listen, they're in their mid-30s.
She's got a lot of time on her hands, all things considered.
They're in their mid-30s. You can get this. You could get a great wedding planned. Again, because you want to have a little sense of urgency here to get this done. I guarantee you Travis is trying to get that signed as quickly as he can.
You think they got a prenup?
Yeah. And Travis thinks it's for him. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. But like, what's the rush then? If you have a prenup, he doesn't. What does he care if it's signed earlier?
Maybe they
later.
Want to start a family.
Hmm? You can start it whenever. Well, and no, who's judging them for having a kid before marriage?
Because it's only a matter of time before she goes back on tour. You got to get this done. So you're gonna have a good like month long. I'll take the pre July 4th of next year.
What kind of, if they have a kid, is the kid destined to be a musician or an athlete?
Don't make me make the jokes that I'm going to make. Obviously, it's going to be a great kid. Could be a great kid. Hopefully I have a couple kids. I'm rooting for love, darn it. All right, so
no, you're not. You want to bet against them getting married.
Well, no, I'm saying that should be
which,
out
which, by
there.
The way, is that a burger bet then? You're so confident on it. Can we lock that down with that burger bet?
No.
Hey, you don't believe
this
in the take,
this is not
then.
My forte.
You don't believe
weddings
in the take.
Weddings are
it's
not
okay.
My forte. All right, if we go Browns over-unders, I'm going to get that burger. If we're going to go Guardians over-under, I'm getting a burger. But a wedding? I mean, I've been married for
you
a long time.
You wanted Vegas to have odds on this. I'm your Vegas. Let's let's dance.
Johnny Vegas.
Let's dance.
Now,
Stu Finer over here.
Are you taking before or after?
I'll take after. It's too quick.
Long play. All right, what else we got there?
Yeah, we have where will the wedding take place? So the top three options are Tennessee, Kansas City, and New York City. Ohio all the way at number 7 on the list, just above outside the United States.
Isn't it Nashville? Isn't
yeah,
Nashville, it says Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean Nashville.
Now there
why not Pennsylvania? Isn't that where she's from?
Yeah, she is from there.
That was not a great indictment.
Not in the top 9.
Off the board.
They're thinking Ohio has a better shot than PA.
I think the safe bet is the Bezos Italy wedding. I think not in the United States feels very tailored to me.
I was thinking not. I was thinking outside the United States as well.
Not Italy, though. That is very uniquely Bezos.
You got to make it hard for people to get there.
Be pretty funny if it was in London for London Boy. Huh?
Yeah.
Why are you getting married in my backyard? This is not a serious conversation.
All right.
We do both take not
it
in America.
Shouldn't be, by the way. It shouldn't be a serious conversation.
All right. What's next up?
Yeah. Will Taylor and Travis sing a duet at the wedding? Yes is 5-1 odds. No is 1-10.
Imagine the scones on anyone to be like the most iconic singer entertainer of the last 50 years. But babe, we got a duet. I don't think Travis can carry it.
I want to do Islands in the Stream.
I mean, how? No, okay. I don't think it's planned.
I'll play Kenny Rogers.
But does Travis?
You play Dolly.
But does Travis get so loaded at the pre-wedding?
Oh, he's gonna get tanked.
That he's just hammered, and he's like,
he's gonna get tanked.
He's like, what about? Oh my God, I don't even know any of the names of her songs. Blank Spaces, You and Me Together. No, I'm not doing it. I'm saying it. I'm betting against a duet.
They're not gonna duet.
But does it say who has to do the duet?
That's a good question.
It was Taylor and Travis.
Okay. It wasn't like...
Wait, I wasn't sure if it would be Travis and Jason.
The odds for this bet is Taylor and Travis.
Jason and Travis poorly singing first at the wedding would be real problematic for me.
What are they going to sing?
Whatever drunken song is comes on.
What classic wedding
the
song?
The chicken dance?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Like, what are they going to sing?
All right, what else?
So along those lines, we have who will sing first at the wedding. Jason Kelce with the best odds for this bet. You have Jason followed by Travis and then Taylor number 3.
I don't think I'm taking enough favorites here.
Do people think this is going to be televised or something? How are we going to get the results of all this?
I hope
the results.
How are we going to find out what happens?
I think it's going to be like a super
secret
wedding.
American Idol recap.
Yeah. Like, how are we going to find this out? By the way, if she charged like $20 a head, it would sell like crazy.
It would sell out in a second.
She'd make millions.
Ashley would give up 5 years of her life. Ashley Bastock earlier would give up 5 years of her life to be there.
I went to a wedding where the first person singing was the groom's father, and he was dressed in an all white suit. He's this fat, bald dude, and I'm a southern man from northeast Ohio.
It sounds like Terry Francona.
He starts singing a country song, and it was not good. And it took everything in my being to not just start laughing and just be like, there were people like, he just loves his son. He's just really happy for him. And I was like, he's an awful human being, and he can't sing for crap.
Doesn't everyone in their family, wouldn't they know this about this guy? Like, don't you? I'd leave it to the professionals, is what I would say here.
I would say leave it to anybody.
Is this a thing? Does this happen at more weddings than I'm aware of where family members just grab the mic and start singing?
These kind of weddings, yes. No, this was planned. He had like played the piano. He looked like Chubbs in Heaven. If Chubbs was a fat white guy in the original Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
They didn't sing If We Have Only Just Begun. I feel bad because I'm not taking any of the favorites, the heavy favorites, but I wouldn't take... It's got to be Taylor.
And I don't know. Do you think Taylor sings at her own wedding?
Who's the most famous celebrity that isn't a member of the family here? Like, do we have, like, Elton John?
Britney Spears? Ryan Reynolds is going to be there.
Britney Spears, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West is on the list. I think that'd be pretty problematic.
No, I'm here for Kanye.
Kanye's not getting invited to this wedding.
Well, I think that's the point. If he finds his way into the wedding, then he would
just hops up on the microphone and says, Beyonce should have married him. Is that what he would have done? If there was Britney Spears isn't singing first. This is awful. I hate this one. All right, one final one before we go.
How many slices of wedding cake will Andy Reid eat? The over-under is set at 4.5 slices of cake.
How are we going to find out the answer to this? Is somebody going to be stalking Andy Reid's?
Andy's going to say it.
His cake intake?
I think he's going to be proud.
He's on piece number three.
He'll be proud of the number if it goes over 4.5 to where we'll know.
I don't think he can. He's 65. It's going to put him in a diabetic coma.
He might already be in a diabetic coma.
That's true. Can you tell me the difference between Andy Reid in a diabetic coma and Andy Reid not in a diabetic coma? Nope. All right. We'll never know. I'm going to take the heavy under there. All right?
Yeah.
Now, if they had a cheeseburger cake, pound the over.
Like the cake made out of cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Somebody's done that.
If Andy and his wife renewed their vows, that's how it's going down.
Just one large galley boy.
This was a ridiculous segment. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.